Queen Titania, we have captured the murderer.
Excellent job, Holmes.
Yes, let's see who it is then.
Behold the murderer of Prince Claudius, this half-breed, who you have shunned from our village, has gone mad. It was not enough to seek vengeance on common folk. He had the perfidy to kill my brother in a direct attack on the throne, to interrupt the royal line of succession and end our reign over the land. I fear he will come for my life next, and then my dear sister. We must destroy this abhorrent vermin.
You are the one who convinced me to do this. And now you call me a half-breed. You're just like the rest of them. I've been doing your dirty work for you this whole time, and I went along with it not just because I wanted revenge, but because you were the one person in this whole kingdom who was ever nice to me and give me my purpose and worth. And now you turn on me!
Lies! Slander! I would never! You doubt me? I see. Well then, we can't all get what we want. I wanted the kingdom, but could never have it. Do you know how hard it was for me to live in my brother's shadow this whole time? Being compared to him, everyone saying how great he was, and you should be more like your brother. So I got rid of him, and I was finally free! But now, you go and ruin it! You will pay for this!
Stop!
One, two, three, four.
I'm glad that theory turned out to be true. It is now confirmed. Fairies possess arithmomania.
Arithmo what?
The compulsion to count grains, like salt in this case. I must say you led us on an invigorating chase. Finding the connection between the murders of the heir apparent and the commoner fairies was a challenge. That is, until I learned about Galder's history with bullies. Galder, I am truly sorry you were so unjustly targeted, and that your vulnerability was exploited by this knob of a prince. Though you and the prince conceived of a way to kill fairies, you needed an opportunity to test it. So you attacked your prime bully, Andric Wildvine. Once confirmed, you moved on to those who were a threat to the prince, the ones who believed that he killed his brother. You needed to silence them to prevent word from spreading.
Shut up! You made me lose count!
I thought it was the fire wielders at first, given their conflict with your kind. But we found no ash at the death sites, just black dust. Iron filings, to be precise. You all thought the forest where the murder took place was cursed with dark fire magic, as your throats burned at the death location. But you were merely breathing in iron filings, which of course burns fairies. Once the entrances to the woods and the outside realm were sealed, but more murders occurred, we knew it had to be someone on the inside of the barricades. On our way out of the forest, we encountered someone who seemed to be immune to the burn of the iron beetle, as he showed us a scar on his arm where an iron beetle cut him. But there were no burns around it, which wouldn't have been the case with any full-blooded fairy. As I examined his arm, I also noticed the shiny black specks in his sleeve, which I imagine were iron filings. I had my suspicions, but once he told us that he had been bullied and forced to seclude himself, figuring out the case just became elementary.
Certainly, Holmes, the murder of his bully was plausible. But the Queen's son?
Come now, Watson, you know my methods. We heard about the young prince's rides to the far edge of town, where he met with this secluded man, plotting how they could get rid of the only thing standing in his way, his brother, the heir to the throne. For surely the tragic loss of her firstborn son would lead the queen to succumb to her grief, and the prince would take her place as ruler of the realm. When he said he was going to volunteer on the blockades, he was really allowing the murderer into town. Galder was able to use his uncanny dwarf senses to guide himself through the mountain and find iron to fashion some armor. No fairies could touch him if he was made of iron, and the legend of the Dark Knight's ghost came to life. The prince used this man to get what he wanted and left him in the dust.
You have no idea how hard it's been all these years, enduring their grating words, the stones thrown. It's enough to push anybody over the edge. When I worked with him, I felt like I had a purpose, that someone relied on me for something, and I was grateful for it.
He has murdered many in our kingdom and will not live here outside of a prison cell.
Your Majesty, what if we were to take him out of your kingdom? He could accompany us, and he would no longer be a threat to the realm.
Explain yourself at once.
Please, Your Highness, I beg your indulgence for a moment. Galdor, the path of darkness is not the only way. You have been twisted by torture and loneliness, but you also have many valuable skills. You may find your place not in this realm, but in another.
I have heard rumors of a world that represents the contemporary mores of both fairy and human, and that world always has need of excellent dwarf craftsmen. I'm sure they could take on an apprentice.
Do you really think so?
They are more rough and tumble than the fairies, but as long as you can craft, I am sure they will accept you, even if you are only half-dwarf.
I don't know what to say. If I could truly have a chance at a new life, I would have no desire to harm others any longer. Queen Titania, I grovel at your feet for mercy.
My queen, your wisdom and beneficence are known even in our world.
Very well then, Holmes. Have it your way. You may take this wretched beast out of my sight and do with him what you like.
I am ever your humble servant, Your Majesty. And as for him, I hope he never becomes king. He is not fit to rule. He should be forced to count salt forever.
What? No! I will have my kingdom!
Huh?
1, 2, 3...
Guards, secure him. Thank you, Holmes, Watson. I knew we could count on you. And as for you, you are sentenced to life in the dungeons with a rotating hourglass for a cellmate. Take him away.
No!
I grow weary of this spectacle. You shall be escorted out of the kingdom so I can be certain this reprobate has gone. Until we meet again, good day.
Good day, Your Majesty, and thank you for everything.
So, Galdor, have you ever traveled by portal?
No. Why do you ask?
I hope you are not one to get seasick.
Been listening to Sherlock Holmes, Kingdom in Peril, Part 4 of 4, written by Casey Boudinot, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell, with music by Mendelssohn. Eugene R. Hendricks was Dr. Watson, Nicole Tomte was Sherlock Holmes, Thomas DJ was Galder, Sarah Palmero was Queen Titania, Tim Price was Prince Preston, all other parts played by the 8 TW players. We hope you've enjoyed this month of mystery with Sherlock Holmes, Kingdom in Peril. Coming soon, join us for the origin story of our most iconic duo, Cachou and Francine, as we cast back to Terry Moore's Strangers in Paradise, Book 6, High School. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Let me out! You can't keep me here! I am destined to be your king! And when I am free, you will pay for this indignity! Do you hear me? You will all... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven...